7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yay! Hooray! Oh, what are we doing? Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC. And of course, that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, yes, okay, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm having a very odd kind of day. Odd, just odd, he says. I don't understand what's happening. I woke up a few hours ago. I've been up for a long time. I don't understand why, but I am enjoying the tea that I'm drinking, which is, of course, Da Hong Pao. Huh. Yeah, anyway, I woke up and I was thinking, boy, I kind of feel weird. Why do I feel weird? And my guts were weird, but not in the bad my guts are weird kind of way. That is, you know, the tradition of my lifestyle. No, just something other odd, weird thingness. Didn't really understand what was going on. And then I thought, okay, my gut is weird. Why does it feel so unusual? I'm not in pain, I don't think. It's just weird. Anyway, and then I noticed I was cold. Why am I cold? I said, it's supposed to be warm today. It's supposed to be, you know, 12 or 13 degrees, they said. But I felt cold. And so I lay on the ground, flopping around, trying to go back to sleep for a while, but I thought, nope, it's time to get up after about half an hour of that. And when I got up, I realized, oh, it seems like it is cold. And then I started, like, looking at the actual temperature. Yes, it is freezing. It is 0 degrees, or I think it's 1 degree now. It was 0 degrees when I woke up. And I thought they said it was going to be 11 or 12 degrees today, but no, I checked the Weather Channel and they said, no, that's tomorrow. It's going to be 12 or 13 degrees tomorrow and it's going to rain. It's going to rain all day. 100% chance of rain and all that jazz. So I said, okay, whatever. And then I put on my safety shirt. And then I ate breakfast. And I made tea. And I've been thinking this whole time, are my guts gonna do something weird later? Is this all just the foreshadowing for some immense problem that I'm gonna have sometime this afternoon? And why did I wake up so early? And that's when I realized, oh my god, I only slept for like 4.5 or 5 hours. That's weird, but it's funny because I don't feel tired. But yeah, I have a feeling it's going to be a long nap day. Am I going to have a long nap this afternoon? I probably will. And when I say a long nap, I mean like 2 hours. That's long for me. I tried to go to bed at a reasonable hour last night, which was 2:30 a.m. right after I got done watching a, what was it? Danish? Was that a Danish thing that I saw, or was that a Norwegian? That was Danish. Danish. I watched a Danish thing. The Danish thing that I watched was a handball game. Some kind of club, league level handball. Wow, it was crazy. It was great. Good game. Very good game. Good atmosphere. Good crowd. It was awesome. So, you know, remind me to go to Handbold when I'm in Denmark. I've never been to Denmark. But, you know, given the opportunity, I would go there. Sounds like an interesting place. I don't know anything about it. You know, which is why you go. It is through my sheer ignorance that I need to go to Denmark. Learn Denmark stuff. Danish things. Anyway, so I'm sitting here, trying to figure out if I need to stifle this sneeze or not. Am I about to sneeze? Am I or am I not going to sneeze? This has been going on for the last six... Okay, hold on. One more. All right, yeah, the answer to my question was yes. Yes, I was going to sneeze. All right, so, yeah, okay. Having fun. Sneezing. Thinking about my guts and wondering what I'm supposed to eat today. What am I going to eat today? I have to go to the store. Unless I feel like... I don't know. I can scrounge something up. Oh, wait. No, I don't have to go to the store. I got plenty of stuff. I've got at least two more meals. Which means I won't have to go to the store this weekend. But I like going to the store on the weekends, because that's when Alexis works. Lexi. Oh, but I have a feeling I'm not going to see Lex this week. Because I doubt I'm going to the store. I have a feeling that today is going to be sit around and do nothing day. So, all right. Now I gotta. Anyway, let's see what Tavin's doing. Yeah.
Well, I was looking at the old pocketbook here lately and realized I could stand to have a little more jingle in my pocket, you know, as I head into town to get things I need, whatnot. So, came up with an idea. They got these Uber and them Lyft, and these drivers that go pick you up. They like a taxi driver in their own car. Well, I'm thinking about that, and I ain't got no car or nothing like that right now. I'm bike driven. But I thought, I'm gonna try something. So what I did, got down to the gas station, several pieces of paper on the clipboard, hung it up there, and I said, if you need a ride, you know, I got a bike. We call it Hitch. You know, come on, hitch yourself to this old bike and I'll take you home kind of thing. Kevin, who works down at the gas station, he's running the list for me. And I kind of, you know, I mow lawns. I go check a list now and say, okay, who signed up on my list and when do they need to go and how can I get them there, you know, kind of thing. So I had three people today, you know, charge a little bit of money. I say, okay, meet me down at the gas station. You know, they got to walk that far. They got to get there somehow. Like they may be in town running errands. Delma Spencer, she signed up and she said, oh, I got two of my kids. Kids too. And I was like, well, Delma, I got one bike. How we expect to do this? She goes, Tavin, I got to get there with these kids, so you going to help me or not? And I said, well, I just put axle pegs on the bike here, you know, for times like these. So you hop on back there. And I was just hoping the boy, the air and the tire would hold up, because Delma, she's healthy. And so she got back there like that and kind of puts her hands on my shoulders. And that little bike tire is just with everything it's got, boy, it's just holding up back there, just kind of like, oh, come on, Tavin, knock that away. You know, there ain't nothing you can do to reward a bike tire. They just got to do its job anyhow. And then she got two kids, and I said, one of them, you know, he's old enough to hold on to things. So I put him on the handlebars, and then I draped the other kid, you know, kind of side saddle on the crossbar there, or the frame. And we's gone. Delma lives at the top of a trailer park. She lives in a different one in town. And that last hill, I earned every nickel she paid me today. And she paid me in nickels. So that's probably why I was as heavy as it was, along with her and two kiddos on that bike going up that hill. The good news is, on the way back down, boy, I had some wind in my hair. Had the hat on backwards, had the wind in my hair, boy, just like, whoo, you know, you feel like a free man, like a new man after you accomplish a mission like that. I get down to the Sonic, and I pay for an extra large, you know, Route 44 Cherry Dr. Pepper happy hour in nickels. You out there looking for a ride, you need a ride, check the sign-up sheet at the gas station. I'll come and get you. We'll make it work. Boy, there's more than one way to make a little dollar this fall, and I found one right there. See you at the gas station.
scientists, there is no present danger in Southern California's desert area.
Rusty Tidwell asked me about my shirt and said, how could a peacock get a squirrel in a headlock, Tabin? I was like, firstly, this is a fully mature peacock. This ain't no juvenile, no teenager peacock. He got some wisdom on him. And B, this squirrel was too cocky. He's like, boy, them humans with thumbs can't catch me. How's something with wings going to do it? I'll tell you how, little squirrel, because you wasn't ready. This thing ain't showboating. The peacock's just living his life doing his thing. But this squirrel, rebarrassed. Steady rethinking his life decisions.
And I think it should be really obvious to everyone that I need to have a shirt showing a peacock with a squirrel in a headlock. I don't understand why I don't own this shirt already. I feel terrible. Oh, great. There comes the cat. Hi, Dingins. Who's a fluffy baby? My cat has returned. Right as I was thinking that I need to investigate the unusual sound that I'm hearing. What is this unusual sound? And now I don't hear it. Anyway, hi, baby. Hi, Dingins. Yes, do you want some kitty water? I guess it's time to pour the kitty water. Do you want some kitty water? Is that why you're here? Because you're thirsty, kitty? Yes, you're the thirstiest kitty in the whole world. Let's go. Okay, come on. Let's. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, almost fell down. Anyway, come on, yeah, let's go. Let's get some. Come on, let's get the yummy kitty water. And where's that sound coming from? Is that in my backyard? Tobe looks out the back door. No, I don't see anything that might be making any weird sounds. Okay, that's fine. Come on, get your kitty butt in here. It's time to drink the kitty water. And the cat's still sitting out there, which means we gotta pick up the kitty water bowl. Pour the water out. Put the bowl back on the floor. Then we gotta go back over here, look up here. Hi, come on, let's get the kitty water. The cat is not coming into the bathroom, so now we have... Oh, no, here she is. I thought we were going to have to use the foot-pushing technique. Yes, there you go. Look at this. Isn't that nice? It's a nice empty bowl for a baby. Here, have some kitty water. Oh, it's so good. All right, I have begun pouring the kitty water. The cat is drinking. Let's have some audio from the kitty drinking. And that is what the thirstiest cat in the world sounds like. Oh, are you done? Okay, bye. And the cat exits the bathroom. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do is walk over here to the other side of this room. And I'm going to look out the window into the front of my house stuff. There's a yard and some sticks fell down, and I don't see anything out here that would be making any weird kind of noise. Oh, speaking of weird kind of noise, man, I about had a cow last night. Yes, last night. So you may remember that I mentioned that I said that I went to bed early, which was 2:30. And I guess I wasn't as tired as I thought, because I did not fall asleep for freaking ever. I was just standing, laying there, rolling over every 5 minutes, going, I'm walking around in my living room now looking for weird sound things. And so, yeah, I keep looking at the clock, and by like 3:30, I'm like, And I rolled over again, and I was just about to fall asleep. I was laying there, and I was starting to doze off and starting to have, you know, some of those weird kind of pre-dreams. Hey, is this the kitty barf from yesterday? Yeah, maybe. Hold on a second. No, this is, anyway. To make a long story short, I'm just about to fall asleep when the cat shows up. But, yeah, no, she doesn't want water. She wants to sleep. This is probably about 3:45 a.m. And so the cat decides to sleep on my hair. But she decides to sleep on all of it, apparently. And somehow this wakes me up because she's walking on me. And then she flops down and pretty much halfway flops onto my head. Yes, I'm talking about you, dingus. Pip just arrived. God, that maybe that's one of the reasons why I slept so damn weird, because the cat was... I couldn't freaking move. It's like having an anchor tied to your head. Okay, imagine you take your hair and then you glue it to the floor. Okay, that's how mobile you are now. Yeah, so that was annoying. I'm talking about you, Fluffy. She's getting into the paper, or into the paper towel bag again. What are you doing? Now the cat is so weird. I'm not finding any weird sound sources. I keep looking for whatever's causing this little weird crinkly sound. Anyway, so I'm sitting there trying to free my hair. Well, I'm laying there because I'm trying to sleep, right? I'm trying to yank my hair out from underneath my cat, who's, you know, now annoyed that this is happening. You know, brr, 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 what? And so finally the cat kind of settles down and I settle down. And I'm about to fall asleep again when suddenly I hear this, and it sounded like I heard laughing too, but I don't know. Anyway, so there was this weird clicky clack sound, and I said, "Oh, what the hell was that?" And it was, you know, up in the other room. It was where I am right now. It's up here in this room, whatever you call this room. And I was kind of freaking out. What the hell was that? You know. Then I heard another sound that was very similar, very click, click, tack. And I thought, oh, it's just the cat. The cat's up there playing with something, you know, pawing at something, batting it around. And then I start to sort of kind of doze off again when I realize, no, that couldn't have been the cat. That sound could not have been caused by the cat because the cat is laying on my hair. Uh-oh. And that's when I, you know, started to wake up even more. Oh my God, what the hell is going on in my house? Who's up there? And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, it's that third raccoon. The third mysterious raccoon. It's a long story. And I was about to start freaking out until I realized, no, it probably was not the third raccoon. It was the timers. The timers on the lamps. Yeah, I convinced myself that's what it was. And then I finally fell asleep. What timers on what lamps, Tobe? Well, I have two light fixtures up here in this room that I have on, you know, your standard appliance timer. You know, your $4 appliance timer you buy at the hardware store. And now I'm looking at this one. Yeah. Looks like it goes off at about 4 a.m. This is what I heard. This is what I heard last night. I heard the timers turning these lamps off. This lamp goes on right about midnight. And this one is supposed to go on around 9 a.m. But, you know, with all the power outages, I think this stuff is all messed up. Moving. I don't know how to read this one. Do-do-do-do-do, it goes on at about 10. Yeah, and it shuts off at when? Midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4? Yeah, these shut off at about 4 a.m. And these are not your usual sort of lamps that exist to, you know, create light so you can see. No, these are just sort of odd lighting effects. For the sake of having odd lights. I like ambient lighting. That's what this is. And so when it gets dark, well, these are set to turn on when it gets dark in the summertime. And I don't have any other lights on around in here at all. Yeah, so my house is pretty dark most of the time. Then at about, you know, 9:30 or 10 o'clock, then some of the interesting light fixtures come on. All right, so what are we doing? This is a terrible show. I feel weird. I feel so damn weird that I, you know, what the hell am I supposed to do? I don't know. Thank you. Bazooklins. The cat has returned. My kitty has returned and is now sitting right here. Hi. Who's a fluffy-faced Mazinga Boots? That's right, it's you. You're the fluffiest-faced Mazinga Boots anywhere. So, yeah, we just heard some Justin Johnson. That was our friend Justin Johnson sitting on a front porch on some kind of shack down in the Delta playing a four-string cigar box guitar. It's kind of cool. And, you know, I'm just sort of realizing that I don't have a four-string cigar box guitar. And should I build one? I got cigar boxes right over there. I got some necks down in the basement. I've got plenty of guitar strings. I got some tuning pegs. Oh, I even have a bridge. And a tailpiece. Should I... You know, that now that I'm actually sort of starting to think about this, maybe this is an idea that I need to follow up on. Or maybe I should at least write this idea down on one of these conveniently placed napkins that are laying about here on the floor. This one has a lot of anime titles written on it that I need to watch. This one has... Oh, this one only has two things written on it. Neither of which are important. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Oh, yes. Well, it looks like the cat wants more water. And I'm going to have to find something to eat. And I'm also probably going to have to go to the store. Yeah. Time to get to work.